Divine Office. Monday, Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The Lord looks tenderly on those who are poor.
The Lord looks tenderly on those who are poor.
In the Lord I have taken my refuge. How can you say to my soul, fly like a bird to its mountain?
See the wicked bracing their bow. They are fixing their arrows on the string to shoot upright men in the dark. Foundations once destroyed. What can the just do?
The Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord whose throne is in heaven. His eyes look down on the world, his gaze tests mortal men.
The Lord tests the just and the wicked, the lover of violence he hates. He sends fire and brimstone on the wicked, he sends a scorching wind as their lot.
The Lord is just and loves justice, the upright shall see his face.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord God, you search the hearts of all, both good and wicked. May those who are in danger for love of you find security in you now, and in the day of judgment, may they rejoice in seeing you face to face.
The Lord looks tenderly on those who are poor.
Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God.
Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God.
Lord, who shall be admitted to your tent and dwell on your holy mountain?
He who walks without fault, he who acts with justice and speaks the truth from his heart, he who does not slander with his tongue,
he who does no wrong to his brother, who casts no slur on his neighbour, who holds the godless in disdain, but honours those who fear the Lord.
He who keeps his pledge, come what may, who takes no interest on a loan, and accepts no bribes against the innocent, such a man will stand firm for ever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Make our lives blameless, Lord. Help us to do what is right and to speak what is true, that we may dwell in your tent and find rest on your holy mountain. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children. God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens.
God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight.
He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favour he has bestowed on us in his Beloved.
In him and through his blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favour to us.
God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ.
A plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children.
A reading from 1 Peter. Dearly beloved, rejoice in the measure that you share Christ's sufferings. When his glory is revealed, you will rejoice exultantly. Happy are you when you are insulted for the sake of Christ, for then God's Spirit in its glory has come to rest on you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You have tried us by fire, O God, then led us to a place of refreshment.
You have tried us by fire, O God, then led us to a place of refreshment.
You refined us as silver in the furnace.
Then led us to a place of refreshment.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
You have tried us by fire, O God, then led us to a place of refreshment.
Lord Jesus Christ, my beloved Master, it is you who have given me victory in the midst of torments. Call me, Lord, to undying happiness with you.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm.
He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things,
and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel,
for he has remembered his promise of mercy,
the promise he made to our fathers,
to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, my beloved Master, it is you who have given me victory in the midst of torments. Call me, Lord, to undying happiness with you. This is the hour when the King of Martyrs offered his life in the upper room and laid it down on the cross. Let us thank him and say,
We praise you, O Lord.
We praise you, O Lord, our Savior, inspiration and example for every martyr, for loving us to the end.
We praise you, O Lord.
For calling all repentant sinners to the rewards of life.
We praise you, O Lord.
For entrusting to your church the blood of the new and everlasting covenant poured out for the remission of sin.
We praise you, O Lord.
For our perseverance in your grace today.
We praise you, O Lord.
For incorporating our dead brothers and sisters into your own death today.
We praise you, O Lord.
And now let us pray with confidence as Christ our Lord asked.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
May the Virgin Martyr, St. Agatha, implore your compassion for us, O Lord, we pray, for she found favor with you by the courage of her martyrdom and the merit of her chastity. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.